Hey, listen up, idiots. This is your spoiler warning. Also, you might get offended, so warning for that too, you idiots.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
And my name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form
Experience Grind Podcast.
I don't have a funny witty thing. I just realized that right when we started.
Oh, that's a shame.
We're the best podcast ever in the land of podcast. I don't know. Fuck, I'm sorry.
That almost sounded like it was a little rhythmic there, like we were going into like a rhyme or a verse or something. I was
probably could have
waiting for this song.
Probably should have. If you need to learn beatboxing, and then
I'm already a beatboxing master.
Are you?
This shit. Look at that.
If this was mouth trumpet, yeah, you're on point. But no, yeah, that was terrible.
No, I know. So, I will be taking beatboxing classes at the Y. I think the YMCA teaches them.
Is that where you learn?
I don't know. Yeah, right? Isn't that where you learn all kinds of stuff? The YMCA? I don't even know where a YMCA is in this town. I don't.
We're so bougie. There's two YMCAs.
What?
I know where they are because I play rec league basketball, Ryan. Did you know this about me?
I knew you played basketball. I didn't know it was a rec league. I thought it was
it was a work league, but
yeah, okay.
It's my work that sponsors it, but anybody can form a team. So
gotcha.
We play at the Y.
Are all teams kind of filled with people from your work?
Or is there just our team is, okay. But there's other teams of just
from other companies or other
just other people that want to do it.
Okay.
We are the worst. We have 0 wins this season.
Ooh, how many games are in a season?
These are short. I think there's like 8.
Okay.
We got one more game. Probably going to lose it. But it's fine. I'm out there to have fun.
Uh-huh.
A little exercise in.
Okay.
I'm out there to do that. So.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, I get no exercise in my life. And I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah. I was until I got real fat. And then once I lost the beard and realized I lost my rugged jawline, I was... That was the wake-up. I was like, now this is changing. Got to make the change.
That's understandable. It's understandable.
So.
I lied also. I have a fucking treadmill with a TV hooked up. I play Yakuza while...
Really?
Yeah.
Like you just did that?
Yeah. No, we got a treadmill in our breezeway. And it's in the corner, and there's a TV hooked up in the corner. I was like, well, let's just put the PlayStation 3 out there, you know? It's not getting used. And just go out there and play Yakuza. Laura will get on it and watch Mad Men or something. Playing games on a treadmill is really hard.
Yeah.
That coordination of walking in the game while walking or running, not easy. But I'm getting better. I only tripped once last time.
You tripped. That's hilarious.
Oh, I almost fucking wiped out and took out the dog and half of our shit in the breezeway. I went down real hard last.
You actually went down.
Yeah, I tried to... I heard noise, and I thought it was Laura in the driveway, so I turned around while running with controller in my hand, and it was just the worst idea.
Your brain, like, shut down?
Uh-huh. It just completely zapped to nothing, and my legs went out from underneath me. I was like, fuck! All right, well, not doing this then again.
That's hilarious.
And then I did it the next week.
Of course.
Yeah, because I don't learn.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, Kyle, we are not here to talk about YMCA basketball.
No.
Or any of this shit.
No.
What are we here to talk about, sir?
It's a little game made by SNK called Metal Slug 3. It's a side-scrolling shoot 'em up, I believe is the correct term. It's not a beat 'em up.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
But yeah.
A shmup.
A shoot 'em up.
A shmup.
Shmup.
A shmup.
Shmup sounds like sexual.
It does. It sounds like... Smut and then cup,
which is two girls one cup. Yeah.
Oh my god, my improv skills are horrible today. All right, this is a great day to be doing an episode on Metal Slug 3, a game which probably there's not a lot to talk about.
I mean, we're gonna see how it goes, but I think before we really get into the meat and potatoes, that's a reference there for our buddies. At the Nerdy Thursday podcast. Apparently they say that a lot and they called me out for saying it last episode. So
yeah,
now I'm claiming it. We've actually said it first. That's the TM on it. Trademarked.
Was this the same episode that was a Double Dragon episode the same week Tadpog did it? Yeah, big fucking thief.
Yeah. So not only have Nerdy Thursday stolen from us, Tadpog is also stolen from us. We are clearly the trendsetters in this podcast league.
I like how quickly you turned that around to make yourself the victim.
Of course, man. This is current year. It's all about being the victim. That's how you get them bucks, dog. But on another note, for real, about Nerdy Thursday, our good friend Sean, man, his father passed away just out of the blue. I think it was a shock for him. And, you know, Sean is a really fucking cool dude. Yeah. We met him at the Arcade Expo, and he and I have really gotten along a lot. We play a lot of games together. I know you guys play Overwatch a lot together. So we just want to let you know, Sean, we're feeling for you, buddy, and we're very sorry. And you do have our hearts. You're a really fucking cool guy, and I'm sure your dad was a badass dude, just because of how badass you are. So Ryan and I are going to give a toast to your father right now, and we're going to drink in solidarity to him. So this is to your dad, Sean.
Salud.
Salud. Alrighty, so. Metal Slug 3, specifically, Ryan.
Yeah. Any reason why we went to 3?
Because 3 is the one I own on Steam, and it's it's the one that we actually beat this whole game during our 24-hour charity stream.
We did. It perfectly within less than an hour.
What is amazing is that charity stream, like, beefed us up on games for the next, like, 8 episodes. So,
it's
surprise, we're going to be talking about a lot of the games we streamed.
Uh-huh. Get prepared for Gang Beast. Get prepared for whatever that Lethal floppy
League.
Wiener one is.
Sports Friends.
Yeah.
We should maybe have Andy on for Sports Friends.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah, Lethal League will have an episode. There's some stuff coming up.
We talk about Sonic, too.
We could,
we
actually.
We should bring Sound Engineer Andy on that
We should,
one.
Actually, yeah. That'll be good. That'll be full of hate. Man, that was a hateful episode.
And vitriol. I don't know. You know, of all the games, for... Right. Andy to come in on and hate on.
Right.
I am very surprised it was Sonic, because that seems like a pretty safe bet for anyone.
It's Sonic 2, man.
It's easy enough that I think it's pretty casual for people, and it's like got that nostalgia, the 8-bit feel. It has fantastic music.
Best music, I would say.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand the hate for it.
He's a weird cat, as you know.
Oh, yeah. Trying to predict his taste, I mean, you're better off just... You know, doing Russian roulette, I think you got better odds of getting one right.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. So we beat Metal Slug 3. I think this is maybe the most popular one.
Okay.
I know, because it's also... I think this one is also known as Metal Slug X. I was trying to do some research earlier today.
I should have.
Yeah,
I know nothing about the Metal Slug games except for Metal Slug 3.
Yeah.
I played because of you.
Yeah. So they're generally very popular arcade games made by SNK, who's always been hand-in-hand with Neo Geo.
Mm-hmm.
They did a lot of arcade stuff
forever.
They're huge in Japan. But the Metal Slug series was... Again, as we talked about, it's a 2D side-scrolling shoot-em-up. And when we say that, it's... like a bullet hell, but you're on the ground as a soldier.
Yeah, it's it seems very, very similar to Contra. It seems like the SNK's answer to that. It's like, oh, Contra's doing well. Let's do that, but you know, with more personality.
A lot more personality. A lot, man. So the number one thing that you will notice in a Metal Slug game is the fucking artwork. That sprite work is. Like highly regarded as some of the best ever. It is phenomenal what they do, and a lot of times with little to no slowdown. I don't know if that's because it's just current systems.
Yeah. Oh, you know, a slowdown in a game like that never bothers me. I don't think it's an issue because
it can actually
be
a little bit of a breather.
Yeah, especially bullet helly games like this where it is like one hit kills and super cheap. But the animation is just spectacular. Like some of those. Death animations of the specifically like the zombies I think you kill, and it's like a 4 or 5 second animation that just goes on and on, but like every frame is detailed. It looks like there was no corners cut.
They usually like melt and like they almost like fall backwards and disintegrate, similar to a Pac-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The face opening.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. And just the so you can get infected by a zombie, mm-hmm. and then you turn into a zombie, and that changes the whole gameplay. You move all slow, and you have a zombie shuffle. If you eat too much food, you get fat, and your gun changes into an Elmer Fudd blunderbuss shotgun style thing.
I didn't. Not even notice.
Yeah,
that.
it's really crazy. So it looks like the old megaphone or gramophone stuff.
Okay, I noticed it slowing you down, but that was about it. I did not notice your gun changing. Okay, that's good detail.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily a hindrance. Then you might want to go that way to get the gun that shoots in three different directions, essentially.
And you just look funny because you're fat, as the announcer says. The announcer's all over the place, and I love that too.
Yeah.
So, I want to hear what you think the story was happening in Metal Slug 3.
Fuck if I know. Because it starts off almost like a pretty basic Contra, you're going and rescuing POWs, and then at a certain point you're in a spaceship, and then you fight a giant alien brain thing?
That is at the end. So before that,
where does the story go? I don't remember too well.
So it all, there's the dude that we fight in the helicopter, and he's trying to stage a coup of all the world governments, and we're chasing him, and we chase him to the moon, I think, or some sort of planet, and he discovers the meteor and makes a deal with the aliens there, and that's where we fight him the first time. Remember those dudes that were spinning around?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Were there cutscenes we skipped?
No.
Where is this story coming from?
Because a lot of it you just have to read about it.
Here's a stage here, and then here's a stage here. It's not like we just talked about
there's
Double
no real
Dragon
narrative
Neon
in the game,
where it's like, oh, well, obviously you're here, and then you're in a dojo that turns into a spaceship because this, where it kind of, you know,
this one's just levels, and it doesn't show you traveling two levels. It just starts the next one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so he makes this deal with the aliens, and then the aliens, of course, screw him over and kidnap him, and then we have to go kill the aliens, and that's when we go even further into space.
Oh, okay.
And that's where we fight the giant brain thing.
Where did the zombies come from?
That's on our way. Alright, so maybe we don't go to the moon, but the zombies are when we're going to fight the alien boss, because they're when they, the first alien
the first
boss,
one, okay.
With the meteor, because that meteor is what's infecting everybody.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah. So you got, okay. You got a little bit of Night of the Comet action going on here.
Yeah, and just general 50s.
Yeah.
Because the game has a very, 50s era about it.
It does.
The gung-ho-ness and the, propaganda almost. Let me say it like that.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that maybe element of it could have been boosted up a little bit more.
Sure.
Because, I don't know. This is what has kept me from the Metal Slug games at this point, is that they do seem kind of drab in comparison. The first stage in particular, it's just a brown, dark, red mess of colors. And just looks like, oh, it's Contra, but in a war setting. I didn't know that fucking zombies came
out.
In and aliens. Yeah. And that's when the game started clicking with me. I was like, oh, this fucking game is brilliant. There's cool stuff here. But on the surface, it does seem just oh, it's Contra, but you can be in a tank sometimes. Okay. I don't need that. But even Contra kind of goes crazy at certain points too.
Yeah. It gets real out there.
Yeah.
What do you remember, if any, was your favorite boss?
All right, so probably should have done some research before this or revisited, because I think even by that second or third hour that we played this, I was pretty drunk.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I got a little
for
lit.
Most.
I kept a steady buzz, which was nice.
Yeah,
I didn't want to go overboard, and I didn't. So
I feel like Metal Slug was my come down game.
Metal Slug was pretty early on too, though.
I went real hard real quick.
Yeah.
I think it was Double Dragon Neon encouraged it, because I was just enjoying it so much. I was like, yeah, this is great. Oh, man, I'm loving this. And then Metal Slug happens, and that's when I noticed, because I kept dying over and over and over again. And our scores represented this, because you were tens of thousands of points ahead of me, and you're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm barely comprehending what is happening on
the
screen.
I can't even see the screen. Part of that, too, I've played Metal Slug a lot. I've beaten this game many times.
Okay.
Because, again, like, back in my days of smoking weed, we'd hang out and play this on, like, Xbox, because it doesn't take anything, and there's no continues. I mean, there are continues, but there's unlimited of them. You can just play through the whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't punish you, and I guess the ideal way to play this, this is the kind of game that would fucking hate in an arcade.
It
would never, ever put money into it.
It's designed to
but
take your money in an arcade.
I was like, I feel like there probably are games that are designed to take your money that I'm okay with. I like House of the Dead. Like, those games are
or Dragon's Lair.
Super cheap. I've never played any version of Dragon's Lair. So I don't know about that.
They're super designed. Like, it's one-hit kill, trial and error shit.
Yeah,
like,
you just kind of have to memorize the pattern of which way Dirk goes, right?
Pretty much. And, but, I mean, they're fun, and it's a great narrative, and it looks cool because it's all cartoon hand-drawn.
Don Bluth animation, which is the best. Yeah, that in Space Ace? Mm-hmm. I did play Space Ace a little
bit. I've never played Space Ace. I've only played Dragon's Lair.
My friend had it, and it was I put it in and played it, and I was like, this is fucking hard. I don't understand what's happening. No path. Let's play Jungle Book for SNES now. Whatever.
Sick ref. Dig that.
It's probably, I don't know. It probably was Jungle Book. It might have been like some Taz the devil game.
I had that Tasmanian devil game on fucking Sega.
Taz. God damn it. I was like, what kind of devil is he? Taz. Tasmanian. Oh, that's right. How the fuck could I forget that? But yeah, I don't know. So, favorite boss. I don't know. I probably have to go with the brain because it's the one that.
That's the one you remember.
It's the one I remember.
I like the giant crab in the first stage that just chases us as we're running off the dock.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
He just looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This game also had the quickest turnaround in sound engineer Andy too. I think if you remember, like he was like super into it, and I don't remember what was the point where he was like, "Oh, this game did too much. Now I'm out." He's like, crab, I can't buy this. This is dumb. I'm out.
A crab with weapons? No. I'm done.
What is this whimsy in my game? I don't appreciate this.
That sounds like sound engineer Andrew.
Why is there a blue hedgehog running to the right? This is dumb.
It's a pretty good Andrew impression, too.
I don't know about that, but sure.
Let me hear your best one.
The best sound engineer anyone? Oh, I don't know. My voice is not as deep as his, so I gotta... It was good. I would say, I don't know. I can't even think of anything he would say except for,
He's so goddamn bland. Goddamn you, sound engineer Andrew.
He is the vanilla in life's rainbow sherbet.
Damn, that was a good dig.
Was it? I don't know. I'm pulling shit way up my ass.
That's very, very bland.
Oh, I'm Anakin Skywalker over here just, this is podcasting.
I hate sand. Man!
I hate sand.
All right, so you brought that up. How about fucking EA shitting the bed?
Oh, yeah.
For a solid week and a half. Now, did you buy Battlefront 2?
Here's the thing. As soon as this is done recording, I have it waiting at home.
Really?
I do. I bought it because, you know, Best Buy does a $10 gift card if you buy it, and then 20% off additionally. So I'm paying like $38 for it or something. And that's fine. It's worth it. I really enjoyed the first one. It's not a deep fucking multiplayer game by any stretch of the imagination. It's not competitive. It's not any, but it's fun. It's fun to hang out in the Star Wars universe. And shoot some shit. EA. man, I've had so many flip-flopping emotions with this. It comes to their release at E3 where they were talking about all of the DLC is going to be free. You don't have any map packs to divide your community. This is all great. I love this idea because that kills almost any fucking game. Is when you have season passes and maps that are exclusive for people. It divides your community. It makes your game not last. This is why Overwatch is still going strong, like, year plus into it. So it seemed like, hey, they're on the right track here. They've heard feedback. They're going to do a single player, which if it's good or not, I don't care. That's not why I'm into Battlefront 4. If you remember, I think Star Wars Battlefront 2 also had a single-player mode where you were Anakin Skywalker going around. I think it was like right around the time of Episode 3 where you had to go kill the younglings was one of the missions. Right?
In the game?
In the game,
really?
Yeah.
I never played. So my Star Wars game... Well, as you know, I think I'm a bigger Star Wars fan than you.
Much bigger Star Wars fan than I am.
My game, you're much more into the games than I am.
Yeah, because Star Wars as a movie does not always work for me.
Sure.
I think it can be a little boring and drawn out, especially prequels. I really don't have too many issues with the original trilogy. I think Ewoks are stupid and a cash grab. Prequels I don't like. I can go on record saying I don't like.
I think
whatever.
We are on record a couple times.
Yeah, that's true.
As
shocker.
It.
Yeah. I don't like the prequels. And then their new stuff's been hit and miss too. I did not like Rogue One. And
they're
I
50-50.
Like Force Awakens and yeah. I don't care about Han Solo or an Obi-Wan prequel. And so it's all needlessly complex and the games have not been that. It's not been like focused in. It's like let's go explore Starkiller and his journey over here, and we're just gonna give you stormtroopers to fight in this game. It's like it has nothing to do with the Skywalker trilogy. It's not convoluted, and it's you know, fun. Like what would you want to do in a game that isn't like beat the shit out of things with a lightsaber? Like mm-hmm. That's just the coolest. Like, did you ever play Jedi Outcast or Jedi Academy? Those
were the PC ones, and I was yeah. This is where we switch. Because uh-huh. You were a PC kid and I was console,
yep.
And now you're very hardline console, and yeah. I've kind of floated in between.
Because I hate the business practices yeah. of what is happening.
Which is crazy, because you still have Battlefront 2.
I could have and should have canceled my pre-order at any point. I'm still holding out hope. And this is, EA is flip-flopped, back and forth. And, like, it's like, oh, this is great. Oh, this is fucking stupid they're doing. Oh, this is good. And, like, why are they doing that decision? They got rid of everything, I think, in a save-face, last-ditch effort to
here's the thing, they did
push
it
numbers.
For now.
Yeah.
They said it'll come back.
That wording is like, when we figure it out, we'll come back. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like... You just can't poke the bear of your rabid fucking audience. And that's the thing, too, is, like, if this happened in a Call of Duty game or Battlefield, right? That's the war one, Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people would give a shit. I don't think people would care as much about these transactions.
It would not have caused as much to stink.
But Star Wars, yeah. And this, right around the time of, what, Last Jedi coming out, like, it just reflects so poorly on the brand.
Well,
and
I think
not
that's
good.
I think that's why they dropped it, I believe.
Yeah.
Big Papa Disney came in.
Oh, yeah.
And was like, EA, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
We have a giant movie dropping, and you are doing nothing but tarnishing our fucking Star Wars name. You fix it right the fuck now. And EA, biggest company in gaming, everybody listens to Papa Disney. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Yeah, because so, I imagine they don't, it's not like contracts like,
they do have a contract for Star Wars.
It's a contract. It's not rights. It's not like IP rights with like Fox owns the X-Men or whatever. It's like, it's a contract that's going. And if you piss off Disney, they'll pull it. And Star Wars is a money-making brand. Like, you don't want to upset that.
Which, again, belies the fact, why are you fucking nickel and diming at EA? It's fucking Star Wars. Right before Christmas, right before a giant movie, it's gonna fucking sell like crazy.
Yeah.
You want to throw loot boxes on? Throw some fucking skins on.
That's it, yeah. Loot boxes done like Overwatch, fucking great. Just... skins and emotes and things like that, perfect.
Or even, God rest their soul, Respawn and Titanfall. Because what happened just recently to fucking Respawn, Ryan?
Yeah.
What happened?
They closed.
They didn't close.
They didn't close?
They got fucking bought out by goddamn EA.
Oh, did they? Oh, that makes sense. Weren't they published by EA too originally?
They had
so
exclusive contacts with them, but now they own them. So Titanfall 3 is going to be a fucking giant turd. No more free DLC map packs.
It is...
Here come loot boxes.
So EA published Titanfall 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was multiplayer done perfectly.
Well.
They also didn't charge for
because
season pass content.
Because Respawn still resisted. They didn't own Respawn at the time.
Yeah.
Now they own Respawn.
Well, it's disappointing. And yeah. Bottom line, this year will go down as the year, I think, that EA has fucked Ryan Demarest over more so than any other fucking year. Because I think EA is also the reason Mass Effect Andromeda is a giant piece of shit. So that's one franchise I love that's already been tainted for me.
Yeah.
And I've yet to play Battlefront 2, but signs are not looking great.
It's so, not been a good year for EA, which I hope is a good sign for the future, man.
Like, yeah, yeah.
EA's other big problem is they just fucking buy companies that are,
yeah.
Like, if they're successful, they just fucking buy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
This week, just in general, too, because you also had, like, the Warner Brothers, Rotten Tomatoes, Justice League fiasco, too. It's just, like, shady fucking company week, man. Just...
What happened with... World. I haven't heard this. Clue me in on this.
So, Rotten Tomatoes usually puts out reviews pretty early on, like a week or even more before, so you can kind of gauge and judge what you're going to do for the weekend. And this weekend, I think, Wonder comes out in Justice League and a few other things. And Justice League's reviews, I think the embargo lifted earlier this week on like Monday or Tuesday, but Rotten Tomatoes was like, we're not going to put up the score. We're just going to withhold the score for our own show that we're releasing on Thursday evening or Thursday afternoon. So this entire week, like, they're holding all these reviews back, and then it comes out that Warner Brothers, who produces Justice League and all the DC movies, they have a stock in Rotten Tomatoes. They own it. And Rotten Tomatoes... If you don't remember, when Suicide Squad came out and Batman v Superman, they got a bunch of death threats and, like, angry fans, like, you're biased against DC movies, and there's this big fucking backlash and controversy. So, this week, them pulling that number just brought all that right back out. The fact that Warner Brothers is doing this, like, collusion kind of shit.
Wow.
And
this is right up my alley.
I'm surprised you didn't know about
this. I had no idea, because it makes more sense because it's in the movie area,
yeah.
And I'm much more into the games section.
That's the way we make the good PB&J balance, because I'm all up in that movie news.
You know it, baby. It's what we do, son.
Yeah, but so they're in deep shit for that.
Good.
And
fuck it. That's fucking bullshit.
As soon as they came out, it's like, yep, Justice League's at 40% and dropping. Who did not see this coming? Like, they're not going to hold that score back if it's good.
Yeah, of course.
They absolutely would not do that. I think WB would be upset by that if they had good reviews for a movie that's probably going to get beat this weekend at the box office by Thor, a fucking C-list Marvel character. And you've got Superman, Batman, you got the fucking Trinity in Justice League, and it looks like it's going to underperform compared to Thor.
Which
and
is
that's sad.
Thor's already
it's
been out
for
a week or 2 weeks.
2 weeks now
two
at
weeks,
this point.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna make more money than Thor's gonna make this weekend, but where Thor was on opening weekend versus Justice League, they're predicting like $20 million under, but, you know, Justice League costs $200 million more to make, including marketing. So, I think their number right now is like they have to break $700 million in order to make their money back.
That's just a break even.
In addition to extended DVD and Blu-rays and digital sales.
So
this
not even,
is interesting.
I've already seen the after credits.
I did too, because I don't fucking care.
I don't either, man.
I mean, yeah. Should we? I do want to spoil it. Like, all right, skip ahead like the next two minutes.
Yeah,
five. All right, 5 minutes. If you don't want to hear the end stingers for Justice League, they're
and
not really.
We'll give
they
you.
Don't seem like they tie anything like to the movie. Much
it's really
at all.
Really cheesy, but yeah. They're gonna start right now.
Alright, so the first one is Superman and Flash have like a little quippy back and forth about who's the fastest, and then they get into a race where they zoom off at the camera and Superman says something like, yeah, no pressure, but if you don't win, you're off the team to Flash. And that's it. And it's like, okay, that's a fun little joke because that's
and it
in
ties
DC
in,
canon, that
yeah.
always comes up. The
Flash and Superman running. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Flash is faster.
Flash wins. Yeah.
And this is
Flash wins.
This is from a giant Superman fanboy.
Yeah.
Flash will beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
But
Superman cannot time travel.
No,
he
cannot.
Not fast enough.
He
to
can't
time
rip
travel.
Through the space-time continuum.
Richard Donner, 77 Superman, be damned. He cannot do that shit. That's a horse shit that is not in the comics.
But
Flash does.
The real meat and potatoes.
Yes, is you see, I guess, a prison, and you go in, and they're looking for Luther, and they turn him around at some other man. Luther's out of prison, and you cut to a...
This guy is also laughing in a very Joker-esque manner.
Well, it can't be Joker, though, right? But do you think Joker gassed him or something?
Something similar in that nature.
Okay.
That's the way I read it.
I can see that. I can see that. And again, like, these are all, like, if done well, these are little nuggets that would get me fucking excited. Because it's like, that means Luther and Joker are working together. And this is clearly where they're going, because the scene then cuts to, like, the evening. A boat is going to a bigger boat. There's a figure on the boat. And that figure from behind, if you are like me and are familiar with the comics, you are me, like, oh, that's Slade Wilson. That's Deathstroke. I want to say Deadpool so hard.
You want to say Deadpool, and then you want to say Deadshot, but it's Deathstroke.
It's Deathstroke, who is, in fairness, a pretty badass villain. And they've got a good actor, Joe Manganiello, to play him, but he ends up going on the boat. Luther's on the boat, and he was like, so I've been thinking, maybe it's time we start our own league, which is the Injustice League they're setting up, which is fucking great. Like, I would love if there was, like, a Dark Avengers at the Avengers spot. Like, that's a good idea. I still do not like Jesse Eisenberg as Luther.
This whole pacing was really dumb. Yeah.
Jared Leto come back as the Joker. I don't want to see any of the villains they have come back ever, because I think they've all been really bad to this point.
You know what two good things they have? Fucking Batman and Superman.
And Wonder Woman. They've got Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman's good. All right, you do this. And whatever. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Wonder Woman in the comics, but she's the one hero that has worked and has been hopeful and, like, the bright point.
And here's my only thing. Like, it's my small complaint that I have with Superman, which is
His teeth?
His fucking teeth.
Man, that's just like
I know. I'm not saying it's not dumb. My fucking thing with Wonder Woman is, Gal Gadot, you make fucking millions of dollars. Let's hire a fucking vocal coach. Let's work on that fucking thing a little bit.
Well, alright, so her accent is fine. She should have a little bit of an accent because she is from a different fucking continent, essentially. That's cool. I'm sorry, everybody. I know everybody gets in a fervor about Wonder Woman being the second coming of Christ when it comes to movies and comic book movies. And it's like, it's great. Feminism, awesome. Yeah. It's about time we had a female character. Gal Gadot's not the best actress.
No,
like, she's
not
great. She does have charm, and she's very likable. And that fucking already puts her many steps above, like, Affleck as Batman and Cavill as Superman. But she's not a good actress yet. And she has the potential to get there. But she ain't there yet.
Nope.
She ain't there yet.
I think just, and her accent, yeah, it makes sense, but you can, every time she talks, you can tell there's strain there. Like,
yeah,
she's thinking very hard
about
how to say the next phrase so that it comes out not awkward. Yeah,
it comes out very stilted and wooden and stiff. Yep. And maybe it should, I don't know. I guess you could say, like, oh, that's how it is because Wonder Woman's an Amazon who only knows how to beat the shit out of things. But I don't know. Like everything in this DC universe so far, I don't think any of it is by intention. Like, if something works, I don't think it was intended to be that way.
It's a happy accident. Thank you, Bob Ross.
Yeah. Oh, God. We could talk about that.
We're going to.
Are we?
We're going to. We're getting there. We're past Metal Slug 3. It's a great game. It's quick and easy. It's fun.
Especially if you're not playing in the arcade. It's worth it. It's so colorful and just all over the place.
Some of the most beautiful sprite work you will ever see.
Oh,
period.
Yeah.
Blows it away. Get it on a Steam sale cheap. Maybe grab two copies, send one to a buddy. You'll have fun for, like, dude, we beat it in like an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's a quick, easy game. Mm-hmm. But I think they also have a collection of the Metal Slugs, and it goes on sale pretty routinely.
But you should, I highly recommend Metal Slug. Mm-hmm. Not getting paid by SNK.
No, not at all. Though, I mean, we can.
If
you want SMK.
I would still clarify that we are paid, but I just want to let people know we are not paid by it. It is not a paid endorsement.
No.
Pick up Metal Slug. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I agree.
Man, if they make a Switch collection, that would be the best way to play it.
I bet you they do, because SNK is all over it. They released a lot of the King of Fighters. I'm just waiting
on... I saw that, yeah.
King of Fighters 2011. That's the one I want. Give me that SNK.
Who knows if it's going to come? Who knows? That's the one with Tetsuo, who's not Tetsuo.
That's the one. That's the one I'm waiting on. I'm going to snag that right the fuck up.
All right. Well, when you do, I'll come over and play it.
Okay. I like it. We'll stream it.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that's good.
Which is also, before we get back into this talk, if you don't know, people, Ryan and I are going to be streaming at least once a week together now.
Yeah.
On top of my regular scheduled streaming stuff. Just because we're going to bring the family in. We're going to do it together.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
We got affiliate status. We're going to exploit that affiliate status now.
Yeah. You know what, too? If you want to be on a stream with Kyle, I'm pretty sure you write in and you can get here reasonably. You can do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we'll see Andy Eagles again and Brooks and some other people.
I hope so. They're all good. Maybe I would like to get another group Gang Beast sesh going. Just
so much fun.
It's so much fun, man.
That, oh God, that's so good. Is that Double Fine?
Yeah, that was Double Fine.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Captain Shit Dick, or whatever I say.
I think it's Dick Shit.
Captain Dick Shit. There
Captain
we go.
Dick Shit. It was a mix between Dick and Dip Shit.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah.
It was Dick Shit.
Thank you, Tim Schaefer. I don't know what your involvement in all of that was, but sure.
Probably nothing, because it was a good game. He sucks.
There we go.
I hate Tim Schaefer.
I don't hate Tim Schaefer.
He's so creative. I don't like him.
I hate what Tim Schaefer does now a lot of times.
What? What is he doing now besides working on Psychonauts 2 and being... I will say it, a great community leader when it comes to gaming. Like, he does a lot of content out for the community who appreciates his games. Like, it's great. Like, they do YouTube videos, like, twice a week that are pretty in-depth and great.
He is way better at community outreach than my favorite people, Bungie, who just...
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I love the guys, but fuck, man. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth getting answers from those dudes.
Oh, man, yeah.
And we have, like, direct lines to them, and sometimes it's even like, what the fuck's happening here, guys?
I can see that. Well, they're bought out by Activision now, so
yeah.
They don't fucking care. They got that big old producer money.
They do, but their game's still got to do well, or else...
Man, they're going to do well no matter what. You fucking... Alright, take Destiny 2 as a whole fucking game, put in 3 new guns, and say it's Destiny 3, and it's going to sell a million copies.
Possibly.
Nah, it will.
I got that new DLC coming in December.
When's it come out?
December 5th.
Oh, so very soon. Mm-hmm. Like 2 weeks.
Yep.
It's the House of Osiris or something? It's something Osiris, right?
It's not... So it used to be Trials of Osiris, and now it is something of Osiris. So
okay.
Yeah.
Does it have an Egyptian theme to it? Because that would actually get me interested.
Yeah, to a degree, because Osiris always has kind of an Egyptian theme to him, and he's a character. This is the first time we're actually meeting him.
Okay, I was going to say, is Osiris in Destiny 1 at any point?
He's not, but one of the main contacts, so this is going to be a little Destiny tangent.
Do it.
Buckle in, everybody.
Do it.
So there are the three classes in Destiny. There's Hunter, there's Titan, and there's Warlock.
Okay.
And each of these classes have a representative called the Vanguard, and your Hunter, it's Cade Six, voiced by the wonderful Nathan Fillion.
Yep. Best part of Taken King.
Yes. And best part of a lot of Destiny 2.
I definitely played Destiny 2, so.
The Titans have Commander Zavala, who is voiced by, and I hate this, but the tall, weird, skinny black dude from Lost and The Wire.
Skinny?
Super skinny dude. Like a stick.
I don't remember who. I've never seen The Wire, but is it Michael? The one who leaves the island and tries to kill himself and can't and then goes back?
No. Just
is it Mr. Echo?
No, it's not either of those dudes.
Who is the other black dude in Lost?
Well, think of, he's got a bigger part in The Wire.
Oh, I don't know The Wire.
Oh, you'll know this dude. It is Lance Reddick.
Oh!
Yeah.
Who is he in Lost?
He works for the bad guys. He shows up occasionally.
I feel like he might be on like
He's never on the island specifically.
I was gonna say he's a representative of Widmore.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
Okay,
that's it.
That sounds familiar.
You got
okay.
it correctly.
He's also in He's also one. He's in Fringe, great show. But he's also in Horizon Zero Dawn. He's like
he's a great voice
big
actor.
Fucking player in the second half.
He's
of
a big
game.
Part. Of, he's one of the main parts of Destiny. I mean,
okay.
Commander Zavala is like he's the leader of the Vanguard. So, and then you have
Lance Reddick.
Then you have the Warlocks,
okay.
who are led by Cora Ray, and so this is where Osiris gets cool now because. Cora was a student of Osiris, and Osiris is like the greatest warlock ever.
Okay.
And then he disappeared. And so Akora has stepped into his place, but now Osiris is coming back. But earlier on in Destiny 1, they had this thing, it's the highest rate PvP stuff you could do called the Trials of Osiris. And so all of your gear was sort of kind of Egyptian themed. It's very hard to do. I did it like once or twice. I didn't get very far because you need a very competent team.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So it's one that you can't really go into randomly you can't do it at all.
Nope. You have to have a team.
That might be why I didn't do it then.
You have to have a team pre going in. It's the raid version of PvP. Let me say it like that.
Okay.
You have to have a group before you can go into it.
So. Okay.
But anyway, so Osiris is coming back now, and it turns out that he's been somewhat sort of captured by the Vex and in a time loop for like the last 20-plus years or something, I think.
Okay.
And
sounds a lot like Star Trek.
Very similar. But he does
he's pretty much Eric Bana out there floating in space forever.
He does have a lot of Egyptian themes around a lot of his gear and stuff. It looks really cool. So I'm very excited.
I'm into that.
And they're also doing something new, so usually each expansion comes with a new raid.
Mm-hmm.
That was the traditional way it was in Destiny 1, but apparently now for Destiny 2, we have this giant Cabal ship on the edge of our solar system, which is where the raid takes place now. And what's cool about it is that there's other levels to the ship that we haven't seen, so as each expansion comes out, they just add more sections to this raid and new bosses.
Okay.
Which I think is actually... It's kind of cool. It keeps that section relevant.
Yeah.
Gives it a lore. And I think it...
So the sections of the ship open up. Do you still have to go through the sections you've already been to in order to get to that second section?
I think they're completely separate sections.
Okay.
Like, there's the main raid, and then you can go do the new sections.
Okay.
Because they'll have a new boss, and I know at least this one will have a new boss.
Okay.
So
That was my one big issue, aside from... I've got two issues with Destiny. One is the backtracking kind of where you have to go to Mars and then you go to from A to B and then mission's done. And then you have to do another mission. So you go from A to B and now to C and you have to do another mission and you go A to B to C to D. And so by the time that you get to like the end of the Mars mission, you're like, fuck this planet, man.
The best way that I've never heard anybody else describe it this way. I've just come up with this now, but it's a playoff of a Family Guy joke. Where they're playing a board game night and Cleveland brings over like it's a game about black people or whatever, and they're asking how you win, and Cleveland says, "You never really win, you just do a little bit better each time." And that's really the way Destiny is. You don't
go a little bit
win.
Further every time.
Yeah, I mean, even if you beat the mission, your really end goal is to just kind of do it better.
It's about the experience than the destination.
And you know, that is a very, very exciting thing. The first time you do something big in the game, it does feel really fucking cool. Especially like tonight, I know I'm going to try for the first time. We're going to do a raid with our full clan.
How many people are in your full clan?
We have way more. We have like almost 40 now in the clan.
Everybody is going to, like, 40 people?
We'll have 6 people
will
do it. But it'll be the first time that we've had 6 people. I think the most we've ever had is 4, and then we've had some Reddit pickups. So it's kind of exciting because I think we're going to get some new people through it. And that's always exciting, too, when they get their first one done. So it does... It's weird because you do feel good when you do things, like... Especially big. I know it's weird. It sounds dumb, but
this is like somebody telling me how great it is to kiss another dude. It's like, okay, I still don't have a frame of reference.
Sure.
Though. Like, I don't get that sense of satisfaction when it comes to some of these games, like Dark Souls. Like, I get it, but like, I don't ever. That never clicks with me that way.
The thing with Destiny is that there's so many mechanics that you don't have direct control over, and you're just relying on your team. And when they happen, you feel like a team. You can't run it. You can't do everything. You have to rely on these people to handle that section, and you're counting on each other, and it has this real sense of camaraderie. Like, hey, we fucking did that. Way to go, guys. Excellent. We conquered
that
challenge.
And actually, that probably is the best way, or like the way I'm probably most going to be able to experience that is with a team and like that social experience, whereas Dark Souls is very, isolated and somber. And like my achievement means fucking nothing in this world of darkness.
Because it's just going to get harder.
Right? And
see, and it's that way in Destiny, too. Yeah. But even though it gets harder, you got your team there with you.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I think any game is better when you're playing with people, you know, and you can just kind of chit-chat and bullshit while you're doing the mindless stuff. I do think that would have really elevated the first Destiny, in my opinion.
And I wish that we would have played it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then I might have spent money on Destiny 2 instead of backing the dumb horse, Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Well, there's always still time, buddy. I'm sure they'll release.
I think there's Black Friday deals. I think you get Destiny 2 for like $30 or something.
If you want to jump on that pony, we will get you in. Our clan has been at max level for a month now.
Is it too late?
No.
Am I going to have to like do a butt ton of grinding to catch up? And like, I'm not going to be able to do anything with you guys until like I hit a certain level.
Here's the even better part. So today is what, the 17th of November?
I think so.
I believe starting next week or maybe even this weekend, it's double XP. If you want to jump on this pony now.
Well, that's before Black Friday, so nope.
But.
Because I will be cheap.
But, no matter what, I can come in and help you do everything.
Okay.
And we'll get your first character through. I'll help you get through stuff. We got other people in the clan. We'll carry you through harder stuff. It'll be nice, man.
I think I might add this to my Black Friday list.
I would really like you to.
Yeah. I think it's the way I did last, or 2 years ago too, with Destiny. I think they released all the expansions for like $30 or $40. It's like, now's a good time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll jump in. Well, I'm interested in giving a shot. I like I said, I do think I'm probably going to pick this up.
I'm excited to hear this.
And
finally.
I'm hoping to be blown away by it, but
the story
we'll
is so much more in the fucking front now. I will tell
that's
you
a
that.
Good thing.
It's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have purpose and know what the fuck is happening in Destiny 2.
Well, it's a good thing.
So,
yeah. If anybody out there is listening in Kyle's clan, you know, convince me, persuade me.
Ryan's coming, y'all. He's
oh, maybe.
Coming.
I'm coming.
I will
out,
say.
So you better get this party started.
Drew, I just got Drew through his first raid earlier this morning before you came over.
Really?
Drew from the Hops and Heroes podcast. Yeah.
Oh, this episode has had so many shout outs to other
it has,
podcasts.
Man. It has. It's good stuff. Drew also recently
community.
Got married.
Yeah.
To the other half of Hops and Heroes, Bailey, who is now Bailey Rowland. Probably just should not have given out their full name right there. Sorry, guys. But
probably should not.
There it is. Okay. You can sue me in court later. Sorry about that.
What's it say about me that my brain just immediately goes to Roland.
Keep them prices rolling? Is that a fucking Walmart
rollback? It's a Walmart jingle. It's a Walmart
yeah,
rollback
Yeah, I remember
jingle,
from like 1999.
And like, you just saying that name immediately brings it back. But like, I can't remember the name of fucking Skyscraper? Like, I had trouble coming up with the name for Skyscraper earlier.
I think Ryan's having a stroke on air right now, guys.
Oh, God.
So, we went off many tangents.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to call this Metal Slug 3 plus tangents is going to be the name of this. Because we have another one that you wanted to get to.
My thoughts are, I mean, we did a wizard episode where we talked about the wizard for all of 2 minutes. So I don't. And nobody complained.
No,
so I don't care.
No.
We'll just talk
either.
About whatever we want to talk about.
That's right.
Fuck it.
That's the way we run this thing. Let me see if you can figure this out. Oh, other way. You had it right.
Yeah. I like your Lucha. That's
so,
a Lucha guy, right?
Yeah. It's
totally Lucha.
Luchador.
It's
Luchadore.
It's a Luchador
bottle opener. Who's got, it's like a headlock.
Thank you. I was like, what is that? Is that a suplex?
They
no, it's a headlock,
made one
yeah.
That had it as a leg lock form.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, but
so would it pop off in his crotch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best
one. I don't know why I didn't get that one.
I know, man.
But yeah, it's a great fucking bottle opener, right?
I love it,
I wish it was only just a little more colorful, but I think it was cheap because of the fact that it's just all black.
Oh, you just gotta get real drunk and have an hour or two on your hands and fucking paint that shit up.
That's like, what I'm gonna do now.
Dia de los Muertos style, just really make it fancy, right?
That's Day of the Dead for you ignorant plebes out there.
Most deaf.
But no, so we had one more thing. When I brought up Bob Ross,
it
tickled this really, really funny bone on you.
Uh-huh.
What funny bone did that tickle, Ryan?
Well, I really like Bob Ross.
Who
That's
doesn't?
That's it. There's nothing else. Have you nothing else that came out this week.
Mandy has Bob Ross earrings I got for her.
Don't think I've ever seen them. They're
pretty dope.
His face with the afro? Or is
one of them is, and then the other is an easel, and it says Happy Trees.
Yeah, there you go.
They're pretty fucking great.
That's what I was going to say. Like, one says happy, and the other says trees.
I wish.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you have the Bob Ross character in Smite?
I did not end up buying it because it was like $12 and I just could not justify it. And it's also a character that I never fucking play. Like, I don't like Sylvanas. Like, he's a lame tank.
I need to get back into Smite again.
If you want to.
Because I know you're playing it.
I'm the only one beating the Smite drum. Nobody else is rallying around Smite.
So there was a dude that just became a fan of the show randomly. You remember talking about this?
Yeah.
So he added us both on PS4. He should have. And he's really into Smite. And that's
why he added me, and he was like, oh, give me your thing. Let's play Overwatch. I was like, sure.
Yeah, he likes Overwatch too. But he's really into Smite. And I was like, oh, shit, you should definitely hit up Ryan.
Yeah.
Because he's super on that Smite train.
I am. I'll just have to switch to the PS4 because mostly I play on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. That's where it was out first, and that's where I have
all
my unlock. Yeah.
But hey, you can get that unlock itch going.
Man, I could. Here's the thing. This is why Smite's so great. $30 you pay. You unlock everything forever. It's fantastic. You get every god that comes out. So you just pay like you would Overwatch, and you just get free shit all the time.
You just get free
it's
shit.
It's great.
But no,
fantastic.
Bob Ross, Ryan. Bob Ross exciting right now?
Because Deadpool.
Oh my god, yes.
I am, I'm over the moon with this announcement. One, because Bob Ross is just great, and like, what a great time to do that. Like, they hit the mark while it's still fresh and relevant, and it's not like too late where Bob Ross isn't cool anymore. Like, all these millennials aren't all into chilling with Bob Ross on Netflix, you know? But Deadpool released a teaser trailer, which had maybe like 15 seconds of footage from the movie, and the rest of it is all just this weird Deadpool is Bob Ross sketch, which is filled with innuendo and dumb juvenile jokes and puns, and it's just the best.
Yeah.
It's just the best.
It's what you want.
It is. It's so there was the, I don't think we ever ended up talking about this, but the Disney Fox deal, which still seems to be, apparently there are still rumblings that it's still going through. And as much as I would love for all these characters to merge so we can see like Deadpool and Spider-Man hanging out, because they are a great pair in the comics, I also really love what 20th Century Fox is doing right now. Like, with Logan being like a straight up Western, with Deadpool being able to do whatever the fuck he wants. And this is clear by like just releasing a teaser that is
no teaser at all.
A Bob Ross joke, and then shots of pretty much nothing, just random shots of the movie that have no context. And then like what the New Mutants horror movie that they have coming out next year with Arya and some other people, like they're taking bold, interesting choices, and I fucking love it. I so support it. Like, even if Deadpool 2 is disappointing, even if, like, New Mutants is disappointing, they're fucking trying and doing something different. And I am so in favor of this. This
and
is
that's,
great.
That's what you're, again, we our tangents cross, but we're always kind of on the same page. It's kind of what we both really like about, even still, Disney lets Marvel do a lot.
Yeah.
They kind of let them take the reins and have, like, fucking Taika Waititi directing Thor 3. I would have never, ever predicted that. Ever.
No. And then, even then, like, the entire time it was in production, I was like, oh man, it's gonna be like Edgar Wright again. Like, he's gonna get kicked out. He's gonna have an issue. Like, he doesn't want to be. But no, like, and Thor, as we've said in the review, which you can check out from last week, is a Taika Waititi movie. Like, it is 100% his movie, but with characters you know and like.
Yeah.
And that's perfect. Like, I love that. I want to see that.
And it still progresses the story along.
It does. It still has a lot of ties to Thor's mythology and, like, a lot of shit lifted straight from the comic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pretty interesting. And it's, again, it's a great time to be alive if you are not on the DC side of the fence.
Yeah.
DC apparently had their peak in the mid-2000s with the Dark Knight and Christopher Nolan shit, and now
it's just
been...
You know what else was really great?
Meh.
Yeah, Superman Returns.
2005.
Fucking idiots. What were you fucking doing?
Yeah.
Oh, the movie sucks. No, you know what? You're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That movie is fucking great. So, Brandon Routh, you're my Superman, dog. You're my Superman.
Yes.
Forever.
Yeah. That said, Brandon Routh has also been cast as the Atom in like the DC TV shows. I think he's an even better The Atom.
Like, he probably is.
Perfect for that character. He's so good. So I don't know. At least one company has their shit together, and I think 20th Century Fox is doing good. We'll just forget about X-Men Apocalypse. We'll just pretend like that didn't happen and just move right beyond.
And X3.
You know, I don't hate X-Men The Last Stand like everybody else seems to. I think there's a lot of bad in it. But
and
I still
X-Men
think
Origins Wolverine.
That one is horrible. That's my, of all the comic book movies I've seen, that is in my top five bottom movies.
Top five bottom movies?
I fucking hate X-Men Origins Wolverine. I hate X-Men Origins Wolverine more than any of the prequels. I hate it.
Really?
More than Dude it's Where's My movie. Car.
Wow.
I hate that movie.
Wow.
I hate that movie with a passion of a thousand suns.
All right.
It is the worst. Talk about a studio not understanding their fucking character by putting Deadpool in that movie and then immediately sewing his mouth shut and giving him fucking dumb arm blades and Cyclops vision.
Laser eyes.
What the fuck?
Yep.
I hate that movie. Also, some of the worst CG ever. It's amazing to go to X-Men 1 and look at Wolverine's claws to X-Men Origin. They went back 20 years.
Yeah.
In effects.
It looks like the Abyss Water or Tron Light Cycles.
I think even T-1000's liquid face looks better than those claws do. It's so bad.
Ryan.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 5 giant enemy crabs.
Ooh, okay.
What would you rate Metal Slug 3 at?
All right. So this might be a little contentious because I think Metal Slug 3 is a solid 3 out of 5 crabs. I don't love it in the same way I love Double Dragon Neon. I don't think it's, I don't think it's super successful. It is a little cheap at times and.
At times.
The entire game,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay. Okay. Good.
But, if you can get past that, I think it is fun. It is probably one of the better types of these games that I've played. But I don't know. I still prefer Contra.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure.
So I don't know. I don't know. I think it's fine. I don't have the nostalgia tied to it, and I would like to play more of them.
Okay.
But just for this one game, I think 3. It's mostly positive, but I don't love it.
I think very soon we'll pick a weekend, and we'll play through another one. I'll pick one up
I'd
on Steam.
I'd be down for that, yeah. Okay. What about you, Kyle, out of 5 enemy crabs?
I'm very similar to you. I'm waffling between 3.5 and 4.
Uh-huh. I knew you'd be a little bit higher.
Just because it doesn't really punish you outside of an overall high score. Big fucking deal. I'm not chasing that at this point. I just want to just get through it, check it out, experience it, if you will.
Hey.
I should have done air quotes there. I didn't. Either way, the audience doesn't know. I could have just told them I did air quotes, but I have the integrity to not lie to the audience.
We need now that we're on our own and we got sound engineer Andy out of here, who really was against like noises and sounds on this podcast, I think we need to get like a clap, like a golf clap going for any time somebody does a pun. Just a slow golf clap plays
like
in the background.
We need a sound machine. We'll get one of those. Oh, that's the next investment with this Patreon Twitch.
I don't know if I can be trusted with it. I would go beyond like radio morning DJ. I'd just like burr, 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 burr.
You're gonna be like D when D and Dennis start their one show for a little bit.
Yes, yeah, I can't be trusted with that.
It's fart noise, it's funny. It's funny, right? I did the fart noise. So yeah, man, that's where I'm gonna end up on it. 3.5, I'll just say that.
Alright, that's good.
Because it is still a little cheap. It is still, I don't know, no, 4. Because you can
do
also
it,
beat
yeah.
it in a sit-down.
You can.
Real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all I got to say, man. Other than Ryan, tell some of these people where they can find us if they don't know yet.
Well, if you do not know, you can find us over at facebook.com/experiencegrind. That is probably where we update and interact with you guys the most. So if you want to hang out, join us for some good conversations or some dumb conversations, it's there. We also do all of our posting stuff there too. So if you ever want to know where Kyle streams, and win, it's usually posted on Facebook.
Yep.
But you can find that stream at twitch.tv/experiencegrind.
There it is!
That's it.
That's it.
All right. And he does it pretty frequently, so please subscribe, like it, join him over there, and I'll be over there once a week, too.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's going to sell nobody on joining, but that's fine.
I think it'll actually be better than you anticipate.
No. I'm a fart. you can also find Kyle over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast. I gotta get the phrasing for Twitter down. It's like, cause it's not /.
Nope.
EXP. No, it's at expgrindpodcast. And then we also have an Instagram that is probably.
I don't know the Instagram. It's tied to Facebook.
There you go. Yeah. If you.
Wow. I haven't done Instagram for a long time either, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I did put that burden on you because I didn't want to learn a new social media.
I didn't either, and I did well for a while, but man, I just
You were.
I haven't done anything forever.
Yeah. There you go. If you want to see what we post on Instagram, follow us on Facebook
because
it all goes there.
Hooray!
Hey! But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything at all, send it to experiencegrindpodcast@gmail.com. That gets checked regularly, too, so if you have any questions, whatever you want, send it there. But we're pretty good about checking all the places. So wherever you post, we'll try to find you. Get back to you.
Thanks, guys. As always, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And you have experienced our grind. Yeah, I don't know.
I've got nothing to say.
Bye, everybody.